91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, 10:03 in the morning. How you doing? It's Mike. Yeah, I'm still here till 11 a.m. And during this hour, we're going to talk Woodstock and play Woodstock and related artists and all that kind of stuff. So let me tell you what I played in that last set. Had some really cool things to play. Getting a really good reaction, I'm glad, from that number 6 collaborations project from Ed Sheeran, Chris Stapleton, and Bruno Mars called Blow. I thought it was great when I heard it. Glad you guys liked it. Right after that, classic from 1971, The Who's next record from The Who. That was Bargain. And Beach Boys after that from Pet Sounds in 2012. That was Sloop John B. And finished off with 2017's record called Football Night in America. I don't know what that's about. But the artist is Calhoun, and that was Georgia. Nice power poppy stuff. Come on, you knew I'd do the power pop. Do you know me at all? Had to do it. Love it. Awesome. All right, so this particular hour, like I said, is dedicated to the great festival that was Woodstock and all the music that came from there and artists that were there and inspired from there. So Mike is going to be with me, Mike Simpson, and I'm going to start it off with a track, and we'll come back and talk after this. This is the great Richie Havens from a live record in 1969 called Paris Live, and this is Freedom. It's WMFO, Medford.
Thank you.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.normal.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
Hi, this is WMFO. Right here in Medford. How you doing, everybody? We are in the midst of our Woodstock 1969 set. Played Richie Havens to start things off. And then, of course, the Stones, by request, a nice gentleman called up on the phone and said, please play that and make sure you play the long version. So we did. That was worth it. It's Mike here on the mic along with Mike Simpson. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
I don't know. We're talking Woodstock. So so you went.
Yeah.
And you said it was an unbelievable time. Just talk a little bit about what that was like.
Oh, man, it was kind of crazy because I had a thumb from Cambridge to New York. And I remember I got picked up by some people in Connecticut.
Yeah.
I don't know if they was going to Woodstock, but they ended up going to Woodstock. But we went over to their house to smoke some pot, and I had a chance to listen to the Doors Parade album,
okay.
Which I thought was fascinating. And then we, we smoked a lot of pot, and then we got on the highway to go into New York and down Highway 17B into Wildkill.
Okay.
And yeah, and it was like we had to go to the town of Bethel, but nobody knew what Bethel was. But when we got to where they have the Watkins speed motorway, it was packed with nothing but freaks, nothing but hippies all up and down the road.
Yeah.
So it's like I got out of that car and I started walking and I got sat on the trunk of somebody else's car. Somebody handed me some acid, and
yeah.
Then somebody handed me some weed that was grown in Nebraska, and I'm like, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah, remember this is an FCC station, so it's cool to talk about that, but just watch what you say.
Yeah, well, I know, but
I know.
Massachusetts. It's kind of legal, so
sure
I'm just
is.
Talking. And that was
I just
like,
mean like four-letter words. It might slip
well,
out.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
All right.
You know, I know how to do that.
All right. I won't then either.
Yeah. So, I noticed the atmosphere was more very festive. It was more like everybody was having a blast and nobody cared.
Right, right.
And where I got off my rides, I got off into a cow pasture across the street from where the festival was supposed to be. They had these fences up. So yeah. I said, well, I don't have a ticket right now, so I'm just going to enjoy hanging out.
So you thumbed out there, no yeah. ticket, no expectations.
Right. Well, I know how they go, you know,
yeah.
like... you can hear the music without participating and coming inside.
Sure.
But there were people that had protested the price. They thought it was outrageous. I mean...
What was it?
I think it was like, for 3 days, it was add up something like $32 or $40 or something like that. It wasn't a lot of money.
Times
compared
have changed.
To now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But people didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the first day was a Thursday night before the festival started. I sat in the cow pasture meeting people from everywhere,
yeah.
and they were doing different things. You know, everybody mm-hmm. was enjoying themselves. They was having parties. It was like all campground atmosphere, you know. So you get a chance to move around and you get a chance to socialize and have your own fun, so to speak.
So here's an interesting question I thought of. This is before the festival started, so the music hadn't been heard yet. What music was being played? It must have been music blasted.
Well,
you knew who was going to appear there. So.
Well, no, the music, they didn't advertise who they were.
Okay,
but
I didn't realize that.
I tell you one thing that was happening. Yeah, because it was like... from my understanding, some of the stuff wasn't organized properly, so Bill Graham, who owned the Fillmore West and the Fillmore East in New York, he decided to come in and help the promoters get the show off and running,
mm-hmm.
which they did a very great job on doing that. They had a lot of volunteers, a lot of people that... This was their very first time coming to something like this. But
sure.
nobody knew the amount of people that was going to arrive. They thought it was going to be maybe 100, 150,000 people.
Sure.
It ended up being something like 450,000 people.
Yeah.
So.
And they didn't promote who's going to be playing there, huh?
Well, they had. You had no idea. They had people on the list.
Okay.
But they didn't tell you.
All right.
You know, they didn't tell you until these people came to play. Now, you got to remember, most of the people that came to play, they didn't get paid.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I've heard about that. Yeah, they were pissed because they didn't get the money. But a lot of people, they just said, well, okay, we're not going to get paid.
But look at the exposure we're getting, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of these acts, nobody really knew that well. And, you know, but the way they did it was interesting because the first day, that Friday, they had Incredible String Band.
Yeah.
They had Richie Havens, yep. Tim Harding, Buffy St. Marie, Joan Baez, Arlo Guthrie, Ravi Shankar. Don't ask me why, but they had Ravi Shankar.
So you love him, don't you?
He plays. His intro is really long.
Yeah.
But it was fascinating because it was mostly folk music that they were doing, and they had. Wow, it's going to kill me. It's one band I remember. They were very, very underground. What was their name?
Sorry, you'll think of it later.
A lot of these people you didn't hear after Woodstock. You heard some before Woodstock because they were kind of popular, especially around small venues and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But after Woodstock, they kind of like got lost in the mix.
So, just one more question before we play some more music. What was the atmosphere like as far as socializing and, you know, food and all of that? What was it like?
Well, socializing was great. Food-wise, if you didn't have any money, you might as well say you're going to get stopped there. Thank God for the hog farm people from New Mexico because they brought in their own array of health food, might as well say, because mm-hmm. it was a mixture of oatmeal with nuts and raisins and stuff like that to help keep you going.
Oh, cool.
Somebody had a hamburger stand. I think they charged $4 for a hamburger.
Yeah.
And that
was outrageous.
Yeah, and the stand got burnt down.
It got burnt down.
But the most interesting thing was that the people took the fences down. So they didn't like it, but they couldn't stop people from coming over after there was no fence.
Yeah, man.
So they decided the next day that the concert was going to be free, you know. So they lost money, but... You know, they had all these people. It was the second largest city in the state of New York at this particular time.
Yeah, and they just got overrun with people. Did the people who paid, they must have been upset, the people that paid the first day?
Nobody complained because, you didn't hear. It was like so many people, and nobody really cared.
At that point.
Yeah, because it was like it was one big party. You was having a blast. You was enjoying yourself. Doing whatever you want to do. Some people, they like swimming in this pond, and that was great, you know, because somebody said, I'm going for a swim. And I said, well, I don't have any swimming trunks. Mm-hmm. They said, that's all right, you know, we're skinny dipping, you know. And it was fun. It was crazy.
This is great. You're making me feel like I know what it was like to be there.
Oh, man, it was tremendous.
Let's talk about the music a little bit and start with Santana.
Yeah.
So Santana... we want to hear Soul Sacrifice.
Yeah.
From that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is 11 minutes, almost 12 minutes long. But we want to play this because it's pretty spectacular.
This is Santana's biggest breakout outside of San Francisco when they appeared at Woodstock, because anything east of the Mississippi was kind of new to people that didn't know who Santana was, because Santana... was just like any other Frisco band. They were kind of like local in the area. But this gave Santana a really big form to introduce themselves to the world.
Okay, cool. Let's kick off this short set. with Santana. Then we'll follow up with Joan Baez and Arlo Guthrie. Yeah. And we'll come back and talk some more after that. It's WMFO, Medford.
It's called Soul Sacrifice.
Thank you. gentlemen, thank you.
Sing this one for Michael Moore. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. Oh, the copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. It takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, says Joe. I didn't die. And standing there, as big as life, and up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working folks defend their rights, is there you'll find Joe Hill. Is there never died, says he. I never died, says he. Thank you. We'll be right back.
It's WMFO Medford, like that guy said. 10:47 here in the morning. Mike and Mike Simpson here, talking about and playing stuff from Woodstock. I hate that we run out of time.
Yeah.
Just so quickly, that was Santana we played, Soul Sacrifice, Joan Baez and Joe Hill, and Arlo Guthrie coming into Los Angeles. And we've just got time for about two more tracks. Any parting thoughts, Mike?
Yeah, well, you know, it brings back a lot of good old memories. And
sure does. Well, for you.
Yeah. And I'm glad that it's been 50 years, so I'm really...
You're still here.
Yeah, and I'm glad that people wonder what was going on back then, you know, and it changed a lot of people's lives.
Sure did. Yours, for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was a hippie then. I'm a hippie now. You know, so... it you know, one of the most interesting things, I guess, about being there was the people that I met and along the way. So
it's always the case, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I met one woman that became a very famous soap star.
Yeah.
That was there.
Yeah.
Susan Lucci.
Really?
Yes.
You met La Lucci?
Yes. Huh. She was a student at the University of Miami. And interesting, she was maybe not known then, but and maybe not known now, but she was every part of Woodstock as all the other people was participated in it. So
you got it.
Yeah,
all right,
great.
So at almost 10 before the hour, we've got time for, well, not really, but we're going to squeeze them in for two more tracks. Got to play Sly and the Family Stone. Got to play some Joe Cocker. We're going to do that now.
Okay.
We'll come back and say goodbye when Kirsten's here in just a few minutes. This is WMFO.
All right.
Right here in Medford.
WMFO Medford.
Because you're hurt.
need some more love.